Everybody, this is Ron from the Creation Light Ship. And again, we're going to do some healings this evening for all of you. So just sit back and relax. We'll first energize the light being on your monitor screen. So if this show is brand new to you, just click on Creation Light Ship Healing and scroll down a little ways, about an inch or so on your scroll bar, and you see a beautiful light being looking at you. We're going to energize her right now, and she'll be facilitating a lot of these healings tonight. And these will all be instantaneous healings in the now with love energy, heart energy. The light ship does not use mind energy. It's always love energy. So if you have her up on your monitor screen right now, just sort of watch her, and we're going to have her come into the picture of her, and you may see her eyes become a little more intense. A lot of times, everybody comments that they normally see her picture become more three-dimensional as her face lifts off the screen here. You might see her attempt to smile. So if you don't see it, blink your eyes maybe every 10 seconds or so. And you can actually see her actual physical presence come into the photograph here. This we also do with the divine pictures that we sell. People purchase them either at expos or from our website, and then we actually will charge them up for you when they're in your hands, wherever you are, and you can actually watch them change. So you don't have to actually be with me to have this process happen. So here we go. She's being activated right now. And what we're going to do is bring in two of our other helpers. So we'll have actually three light beings here. And here they're coming in, and she's coming in a little stronger. They don't give me names because a lot of the light beings, the names that they would pick would be kind of like a human name, or it would just be a name that we couldn't pronounce. So they just don't really give names, but they do come in, and they don't want to tie themselves to a given name in case some other light being wishes to come through. And these are all female light beings, and they're in right now into your room. You might feel the presence connecting to your heart center. And here we go. The first thing to do is entity releases from people. And like we always say, these emotional bodies of people who have passed on come into us, attached to us. And unfortunately, when they do come in to our consciousness, we start living their lifetime of what they have lived in the past and or the hundreds, if not thousands, of people that have that they've been into as far as body hopping. And they take on those attributes, those addictions, whatever they like, and you start experiencing those yourself. So this is a way that you can really get disempowered. And the reason why they come in is because most people on the planet are not fully in their body 100%. So if you're only in your body, say, 30%, then the other 70% is typically entities or something else taking up that space. So what we're going to do now is do some clearing, take away entities now, and we'll start from the bottom of our feet. And again, kind of take note on how your body's feeling. If you have a problem with your body itself, maybe you stubbed a toe or twisted an ankle or something, well, you probably have collected a lot of entities there. So kind of just take note on how your body is responding to this healing process right now. And the entities are also being returned back to the earth spirit, which is what created them. This is part of the emotional density that our body has around us. Okay, we're working our ways up to our knees now. So put attention, if you would, on your knees. Now we're going to our thighs and our hip joints, moving our way up a little bit here. We'll go to our, we'll just talk about the chakras here. So we'll go to the second chakra area and power chakra above that and our heart center. And now we're moving up to our shoulders. If you wish, keep watching the light beam. She's there watching you through the photograph here. Eyes are very intense on my monitor screen here, pouring out love energy to you. So we're going down our arms now, elbows, wrists, fingers. And next we're going to go to our neck and into our head right now. Okay, naturally, because these entities have left you, we have to bring now to yourself your spirit. Okay, here we go. I'm going to collect the spirit fragments of you that left. Remember, the parts of you leave in the present moment, and we have many, many moments in time. And each blink of an eye we'll see is a moment. So we're going to now bring back to you the entities that left you, and they leave because of your pain and trauma, anxieties, anything that is not love energy that you're emitting from yourself, either typically it would be a physical problem or being angry with somebody, actually in a communication mode. I don't think you can really draw entities to you too much if you just think bad thoughts. They're probably with you anyway, maybe giving you those bad thoughts. But actually, unless you actually have an active energy that will bring them to you, like a pain or a verbal confrontment with someone, they're not really going to come to you. So here we go. Remember, all they want to do is get their life force energy from you. This is why they come. Here we go. I'm going to bring you more into your body now, and all of you is being cleared out. All the entities are being released now, and your spirit is now being completely cleansed of the densities of why it left you. Remember, it took on and imprinted into it these densities. This is why it takes about 50 years to do your past life review here before you come back into the body. So here we go. These parts are going to be healed, all the ones that we can gather right now. And I'm going to count to 10 as your spirit comes into your body. And you may feel a denseness come into you. You might feel yourself getting heavier. You might feel a warmth and also tingles. So here we go. I'm going to count to 10 to command the energy. As you come in, your spirit knows how to do this. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, and if you would like, again, to focus on an area in your body which you're having difficulties in, typically maybe pain, something like that. Maybe you have a skin irritation, maybe a skin rash or something. And entities could be attracted to that because they have that same condition. Just think of that right now. We'll do a release for you in this area. There we go. And it could be your eyes, your ears, anywhere on your body. Just start thinking of one thing and they're being released right now from you. And again, your spirit's helping with this clearing to kind of roost them out of you also. Remember, you have to communicate with your spirit to do this work. It doesn't always do it automatically. Remember, your spirit always sees you as being in divine perfection. You're always perfect. So it's up to you to change your current reality. Okay, here we go. Going to bring more of you into your body. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. I'd like you just to kind of sit back and relax here. Look at how your body is responding to this healing. And just take special note, because remember, this is your own divinity which you're connecting with. Thank you. Okay, we'll do another clearing here. This clearing, I'm just reading Ryan's request here. May I request entity clearing for those in my house but not listening? Well, they're probably all listening, but we'll go a little step further here. Because the light being is so strong coming into your house, it could be drawing energies to you that would like to have a healing. And they could be any life form that's out there that you can't see physically. So we're going to do a clearing right now with the energies that are basically in your room. And these energies could be just anything. So here we go. They could be people who passed on. They could be animal spirits. They could be extraterrestrial life forms that you know nothing about that are here for the healing. And here we go. So we're going to have the light being get activated more. And we're going to bring in one of the Creation Lightship Defense Fleet ships into your living room, into your house, into the room where you are here. And you're going to feel this wonderful, beautiful love energy coming in. As I count to 10, it will be there, and it will help to do healings on these invisible beings, spirits that are with you here. If there are any dark spirits that are, we'll just use the term extraterrestrial dark side beings, and they wish to come into the light, this is their chance also. So here we go. On a count to 10, as the light ship comes in, very special sacred healing here. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And again, we'll just put some music on here. You might feel these energies actually leaving your room, and they're all being blessed and healed of their traumas, and they're now leaving. Okay, feels wonderful to me. We'll do another clearing here. In fact, we'll bring in another energy from the light ship. If you don't know this, Princess Diana was from the light ship here to do the humanitarian mission on this planet. And so we're going to bring her into the spirit of her into your room right now so you can actually feel her wonderful divine energy. And again, she'll come through the light being here. So here we go. And I'll count to 10 as she comes through. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Open your heart up. Listen to this wonderful voice inside of yourself. And you can feel the energy of Princess Diana. So we'll leave the energy of Princess Diana with you. This is your original spirit energy. And we're now going to do a chakra alignment for everyone. So let's go to your heart centers now and reposition your heart center. Remember, they go out of alignment through psychic attacks, people thinking maybe bad thoughts about you, attempting to take your life force energy from you. So many things happen, but that's how they get out of alignment. It's all the mind energy. So we're going to move your heart chakra. Perfect. And reposition now your throat chakra for everybody listening here. Good. And third eye energy. Don't work with the crown chakra, number 7, because that normally is not associated with the physical body. Now we're going back down below the heart center, your power chakra, and your solar plex area. And next we're going to your second chakra around your navel. And first chakra, base of your tailbone here. Perfect. We'll do an opening now for all of you. If you'd like to have it opened up, all your chakras about body with, this is what we normally do. And I think we'll do double that if you would like that also. So this is your choice. If you're in a quiet location, this may work out perfectly fine for you. If you're listening to some location where there's some background noise, you might become a little too sensitive, so you may not want to have this done. So here we go. I'll use the word spin to command the energy to open up your chakras. So going out of your heart center, spin, 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 open. Throat chakra, spin, 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 open. Third eye, spin, 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 open. And going down now below the heart center, power chakra, spin, 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 open. Second chakra, spin, 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 open. And first chakra, spin, 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 open. Okay, so now for all you brave ones, you want to really experience an energy shift here, we'll make it twice that wide. So here we go. Heart chakra, spin, 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 open. Throat chakra, spin, 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 open. Third eye, spin, 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 open. Power chakra, spin, 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 open. Second chakra, spin, 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 open. And first chakra, spin, 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 open. Okay, like you, just to kind of see how that feels. Should feel very nice, very, very soothing. You may feel a lot of energy going through your body. And I would think you probably feel pretty calm right now. And next, after this music here, we'll do your connection from your mind to your heart, so you can connect to your spirit directly here. Okay, so here we go. We're going to do the mind-to-heart connection. And think of head floor of the elevator being your mind, your forehead, your body, your awakening consciousness. Heart center is the first floor. We have to command that body to surrender and to drop into your heart. And this you can do yourself afterwards. A very simple process. We just count from 10 backwards to 1. For some of you who are extra psychic, we'll say, or more intuitive, might actually feel, or are very sensitive to their bodies, feeling bodies, you might actually feel the energy drop down. So I'll first do it slow, and here we go. So we're dropping down Just think of an elevator with little arrows coming down here. So maybe the light's flashing. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And we'll do this a few more times. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And again, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. Okay, I'll just let you hear some more music here and go within, connect with your spirit, do your communication, ask for guidance. Okay, and we'll see if our co-host is here, Sylvia. So, Sylvia, are you there?
I'm here, and it's great to be here with you and with everyone. Thank you all for tuning in tonight. Beautiful divine energy from the Creation Light Ship. If you'd like to, you can participate with us on the fast chat. Just go to the Creation Light Ship page, and you'll see a little ways down the page, a beautiful light being there, and just below that is a place you can click on to VBS Fast Chat, and that brings up a window for you where you can type in if you have a question or any kind of request for Ron. Do that. Beautiful energies coming through the light being. I was thinking it would be wonderful to have a water.
So if everybody would like to get a glass of water, we'll just do another healing in the meantime here. So get a glass of water ready. And this water will work for tonight and also tomorrow. And this will probably be, I guess we'll use this for drinking water for everyone. Well, the first clearing that we'll be doing, the first healing, we'll do a healing where we can help you release some of your parallel lifetimes. So what I'd like you to do is think of a physical problem that you're dealing with. It could be an illness. It could just be something that you've had all your life. It could be maybe, like we say, a rash, irritation. Maybe you have a joint that's always sore or something. And this could be very possibly caused by your spirit going into a parallel lifetime. So there's a whole lot of these that we get released out of when I do a session. Typically, there could be 1,000 or more of these lifetimes. But we'll do 10 of these for you just for a sample to see how you feel about this here. And normally, it's going to have some type of improvement on your well-being. So here we go. We're going to release you out of the first parallel life. We'll call it number 10. So that's released. And these parallel lifetimes, I'll just talk about that briefly here. These are artificial intelligent bodies. You might want to call them clones of yourself. Robots, another way to look at it. And you're also on a planet that's the same way. And so it was created by the darkness to have your spirit, if you want to use the word soul, go there when you're sleeping. And other times, you know, mainly between ascension periods. And at that time, you're lost. So this is why you must get into your body fully for this ascension time. So number 10 is released. Number 9 is released. Number 8 is released. Number 7 released. And number 6 released. 5 released. 4 released. 3 released. 2 released. And number 1 is released here. There we go. So I'll take a note of your body. I'll just put some music on again here. You might want to get up and stretch and twist and just see how this healing has helped you. We'll do the water charging here in about a minute or so. Okay, so get your glass of water and put it in your hands between, you know, maybe in front of you on the table, or if you're in a chair, just hold it with both hands, one hand on each side of your glass of water. And we're going to bring in to the light being one of the light being doctors that just loves to help us out with the water charging. And what's coming to us right now are the golden whales. So there will be three golden whales helping you to charge this water. So again, just kind of feel the energy coming through your body right now. It's going from the light being into your heart center, down your arms, into your fingers. And there we go. Wonderful. So if you like, this will take about probably another 15 seconds. So just take a note again how your body's feeling, how it's resonating with this wonderful divine energy. And it feels like it is completed at this time. So I'd like everyone to have a sample of their water, just put it up to their mouth, and you know, drink some water down, and I'll have some myself here. Mine tastes very good, very smooth. It's always nice and slick, very wet, very juicy. So what we'll do now is emotional clearing for people. and this is another clearing that we do. This is needed very desperately by a lot of people. It gets rid of your traumas in this lifetime. It doesn't get rid of 100% of them, but it will get rid of a whole bunch. So here we go. For most people, this is all that they really need to have a life that's really smooth and enables you to be in the moment. Remember, what you're doing is recycling your past continuously. So I'm going to go back 5 days here. So if you want to just kind of think of a time the last 5 days that caused you problems, maybe somebody got upset with you or something happened to you, maybe you lost some money or you got a flat tire in your car or just anything, you know, this is an emotional planet, so you do experience a lot of that traumas and emotions. Anything that was negative, just think of it right now. I'm going to clear that from you. So we're going back 5 days. So sixth chakra cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. And 4 days ago, sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. 3 days ago, sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. 2 days, sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. And yesterday, sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. And today, sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. So again, just kind of look at the situation that you dealt with and think about it, see how you feel. It should feel like it's somebody else's movie, like you experienced it, but it's very, very distant to you. Do another clearing here, and this clearing is going to be a clearing for like anxiety, a clearing for stress. I think maybe you might have a little bit of stress out there sometimes. And here we go, same process, going back 5 days. Sixth chakra cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. 4 days ago, sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. 3 days ago, sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. And 2 days ago, sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. And yesterday, sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. And today, sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, and first cleared. Okay, we'll do another clearing here. And we're going to do a clearing for people who maybe have a hard time sleeping at night. Whatever would be causing that, I don't know. But we'll do a clearing to release the energies that may be causing the mind to wander, things like this here. So here we go. So 5 days ago, an active mind will say, sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. 4 days ago, sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. 3 days ago, sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. 2 days ago, 6th cleared, 5th cleared, 4th cleared, 3rd cleared, 2nd cleared, 1st cleared. One day, yesterday. 6th cleared, 5th cleared, 4th cleared, 3rd cleared, 2nd cleared, 1st cleared. And today. 6th cleared, 5th cleared, 4th cleared, 3rd cleared, 2nd cleared, 1st cleared. And now we're going to bring in the peace energy. And this is going to come in through the light being again. So if you wish, watch your monitor screen. And here comes some divine peace energy. We'll count to 10 as it comes in. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And just sit back, relax. People requesting for implant removals, and I'm not prepared this second to do that. It takes a lot of energy on my part, and it could take 1 to maybe like 3 or 4 hours of clearing to do this work for you. And it's the dark side then is confronted, and the light ship has to go out and actually battle the darkness. So I'm not willing at this moment in time to do 1 or 2 implants with anybody. But if you are interested in that, I do private sessions. And the fact that you're requesting that means you probably have them. So I would suggest connecting with me and, you know, have the session, because it is very beneficial. What we will do here now is a healing. And we're going to release energies that do not belong to you out of your body. And some of these energies, they will not be an implant energy, because the implants are actually embedded in you. They take special codes to release a lot of these here, and it's quite complicated to do. But these are energies that may be energies from other people, cordings, we'll say. So we're going to release some cords from you. That might be the easiest way to go about this here. So this will be just a momentary clearing here, and you can see how it feels to actually be free of this energy. So we're going to now, and I want you to command your spirit to do this process too. Remember, this show is all about self-empowerment so that you're able to have your spirit help you through your healings. Because if you don't ask your spirit to do it, nothing outside of yourself is going to do it effectively. So, and in divine right order. So here we go. We're going to focus on energies that are, say, below your waist right now. I'm going to count to 10, and those will be released from you. Here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Now we're going to go above the waist from shoulders on down. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And next we're going to do your neck area. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And now your head. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. So again, I'd like you all just to kind of contemplate here, look at your body, do a body scan, and just kind of see how you're feeling here. Remember, it's up to you to kind of realize how the healings are working, and it's really nice if you can experience all of these healings, but it's up to you to kind of fully understand what's happening to yourself here and why they're so important. So here we go. We're going to put some music on and, again, do a body scan and ask your body how it's feeling. You still should be in your heart center. Sylvia, are you there?
Yes, I'm here, and I've been reading the fast chat. Thank you, everyone, for your wonderful comments on there. It's great having you participate. And talk about a little bit about the different clearings that you do for the different bodies. Like, I know you've done a sample tonight, Ron, with the emotional clearing. We've got people asking for mental and also, I think, the sensory body. So could you talk a little bit about those bodies and how those clearings work?
Yes, the mental body is like doing a defragmenting of your home computer. It kind of puts things in order. It can get rid of mind chatter from people. I've had people say they could actually see better after the mental clearing. And it just helps you out a whole bunch. Remember, there's different bodies that are used to make up the physical body, and these are some of the main bodies here. And the sensory body is a body that your physical body uses to sense energies. It could be, you know, like our basic senses of like touching and smelling and tasting and seeing and hearing, etc. So what we're going to do first, since we're doing the mental body, just take note. And you might even want to multiply some numbers together after it. Sometimes if you look at things, you might actually be able to see brighter colors. So here we go. We're going to go back again 5 days from now. Do a clearing on this here. Remember, sometimes we can get tied up into mental knots, and this will cause us to have problems in this body. So here we go. 5 days ago, sixth chakra cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. 4 days ago, sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. 3 days ago, sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. And 2 days ago, sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. Yesterday, sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. And today, sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. Next we'll do your sensory body. Same process, same type of clearing. Here we go. 5 days ago, sixth chakra cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. 4 days ago, sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. 3 days ago, sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. And 2 days ago, sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. Yesterday, sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. And today, sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. So all these clearings are designed to help you get more in your body. And not everybody needs like a sensory clearing. I also do a feeling body and a trauma body, and some people just, you know, are perfectly fine, and the emotional body gets rid of most of the problems that you're dealing with. So that's what you want to start off with. It's actually a 3-in-1 clearing. So you get 3 clearings at the same time that you have one of these clearings here, and the 3 clearings are clearing your spirit. Remember, if your spirit isn't healed of traumas, anxieties, and different things, it can't really help you on your own clearing, so you have to clear your spirit first. And this clearing does that. And at the same time, it clears your emotional body, and it also clears your physical body of traumas that you've experienced in this lifetime. And this clearing is what we call the emotional clearing. It's very, very important. And once you have that, normally if you look upon your life, you're going to see situations that used to maybe frighten you, put you into anger, put you, you know, into a lot of anxiety. And those different emotional feelings are no longer with you. You can see the event. It's perfectly fine with you because you've kind of like outgrew it. And the light ship does this instantly for you. And so all these clearings that we have done, like the sensory body, the mental body, most of those, what I do is go back from this moment in time to your last, to your first conception point. And the price on it is $5 times your age. And it's such a wonderful clearing. It's only one time that you need this clearing, and it's done for you. Naturally, if you want to do more later on, you know, you can. But to get you into the present moment, to actually feel your spirit, to come into oneness so you're not recycling your past, the emotional clearing is the one that does that for you. I'll do another clearing here. And I'm going to do the feeling body. And the feeling body for a lot of people is very, very beneficial. Some people live only in their feelings. They don't really sense emotions, but they do feel the feelings around them, and they get hurt quite often because people upset them. So this is the feeling body. 5 days ago, sixth chakra cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. 4 days, sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. 3 days, sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. 2 days, sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. Yesterday, sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. And today, sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. Okay, so our show is kind of winding up here. You want to say anything, Sylvia? We got a few minutes left here.
Well, we should talk about the upcoming events. I think there's a couple going on that people might like to know about.
Okay, next weekend I'll be in Mount Shasta at the WESAC Festival. And there's 2 rooms. One room is where you can go to hear the speakers, and they are presenting what they present for 3 days. And the cost for that is $300, but Troika St. Germain said you can go to her website. I believe it's Troika stgermain.com, and there's a $50 discount there if you wish to sign up on that site. And if you wish to go to the exhibitors, who will be in a different location, then to go into that room, there's no charge for that. so you can actually visit all the exhibitors if you wish and see what they're selling and what they're doing. It'll be a really fun affair there. And I'll be there also with the Light Infusion Chamber. And that's what's coming up is a few weeks from there. It'll be the event in New York at the New Yorker Hotel. It'll be Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. June 6th is when it starts. And this is going to be a yoga, new life, and raw food event. The presenter, Mark Becker, is putting it on. And it's going to be a wonderful event there. And we're also going back again. We had great success with a lot of people who just loved the Light Infusion Chamber. Also, they also loved it in Los Angeles and San Francisco. So if you wish to go to New York or be in that area on the East Coast, definitely come and visit me. I'd like to see you and say hi. So back to you again, Sylvia. And oh, also, tomorrow night is Saturday night, live on the light ship. So we'll be doing healings on the light ship for probably about 20 minutes. So if you wish to come aboard, I'll give you all a first-class seat there. And just find out if you want to have maybe the left window or right window or whatever, and we'll take you up and have a wonderful time.
Well, let's see. On the last minute or so that we have left here, for those people that don't know what the Light Infusion Chamber is yet, maybe you could describe that a little bit. And
the Light Infusion Chamber, Ashley, imprints you with divine light code that has never been in your body before. Just briefly, only got a few minutes here, but remember, we're all extraterrestrial bodies here. The extraterrestrials brought our light forms down here, and initially they had that really beautiful light spark in them, and somehow it was taken away from us. And what this light chamber does is put back into you this divine light code. It does instantaneous healings. And for most people that I've seen go into it, if not all of them, they come out smiling. And it feels like your body is actually renewed in a sense. You have your aura right to your body, and it does just fantastic healings. I've had people actually see the light beams when they were in the chamber. So we'll do a 15-second light chamber experience right now for everybody. So here we go. Sit back and relax, and we're going into the light chamber right now. Nothing for you to do, just be still, and you might start to feel the energies as these beautiful light beams are working with you. And they're done now. We're coming out of the light chamber. And you may feel your whole body actually resonating, buzzing with divine love energy. So we're going to do now, just for you tonight, we're going to bring in the 12 source energies all at one time through the light beam here on your monitor screen. These are the energies that created you. So I'm going to count to 10, and they're going to come through. And here they come. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10.
That's a very wonderful, wonderful way to close the show. Thank you, everyone, for being with us. We will be back tomorrow at 9, like Ron said, and going to the light ship. So until then, have a wonderful evening. Stay heart-centered, and much love to all of you.
Okay. Blessings to all of you, and hope to see you tomorrow and at the locations that I'm going to. Blessings to all.